Hello?
Hello, Mr. Ben?
Yes.
Good evening, sir. My name is Joe Collin from Opinion Research. Ben, we're just conducting a survey of the city of Phoenix. Can you spare me about 5 minutes? That's the most. 5 minutes.
Okay? What's it about?
It's about the affordability of housing. That's all. Basically about. Okay?
The affordability of housing?
Yeah, housing affordability.
Hurry up. I got to. All right. Hurry up then.
Okay. Thank you. Now, sir, first of all, are you living currently in the city of Phoenix, Arizona?
I live in Levine.
Okay, that's what this is about. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going to the right direction, or do you feel things have gone off in the wrong track?
The wrong direction.
Okay, now, I would like to ask you some questions about the Levine area of Phoenix, okay? Now, do you, bear with me. 1, 2, 3, 4. Now, are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Hispanic,
okay. And overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I'd say good.
Good, okay. I'm going to read you a list of things that people say would improve the quality of life in Levine. Please rate each item on a scale from 1 to 5, where 1 means that it would do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means it would do a lot to improve the quality of life. Better street and road maintenance.
The what?
Better street and road maintenance.
I say a 3 on that.
A 3. What about more good paying jobs?
A 1.
Okay. What about more dining and entertainment options?
1.
What about more shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses?
2.
Okay. And better public transportation options?
I say 3.
3. And more affordable housing options to rent or buy?
1.
1. And more parks and recreation opportunities?
1.
Okay, moving forward, so I can get you back to your day. In terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, a student, or a homemaker? Retired?
Retired.
You're retired? Okay. Now, and would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Levine?
About 3.
No. Do you think there's too many, too few, or about the right amount?
Too few.
Too few. And in thinking about business in your area, would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine?
Too few.
Too few. Moving forward. Thinking about commercial and development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each, please tell me whether yes or no you would like to see more of that kind of business in Levine. Grocery stores and supermarkets.
Yes.
Home goods stores and other retail stores like Target.
Yes.
Restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues.
Yes.
Doctor's offices and hospitals.
I don't know. That's it.
Okay. And dollar stores and discount chains.
Yes.
Okay, moving forward, sir. We're almost finished now. In your own words, sir, what type of store or business would you like most to see in Levine?
Costco.
Costco. Moving forward. And switching gears a bit, how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Levine? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Is housing availability a very big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, a slight problem, or not a problem at all?
Not a problem at all.
And how much of a cost to buy
Hello?
A brand new home? Hello?
What happened? Yeah, I lost your link.
Okay.
Repeat
how
the
much,
question.
Okay, how much of a problem is housing affordability in Levine? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home. Is housing affordability a very big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, a slight problem, or
it's
not
a big
problem?
Problem. It's a big it's problem. It's a big
okay?
problem.
Okay, now we're almost not here. Moving forward here because we're almost finished. Still thinking about residential development. I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of housing. For each, please tell me one, no or yes, you would like to see more of that kind of housing living. Townhouses or attached homes?
Attached homes.
No. Yes or no? You would like to see more kind of...
No.
No? Okay. What about housing options for seniors?
No.
What about single family detached homes?
No.
No. And multi-family housing like apartments or condominiums?
No.
Okay, moving forward. So now, how long have you lived in Phoenix, please?
Since 97.
So you say more than, about 11 to 20 years, correct?
Yeah, more than 20 years.
Okay, and do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
I'm buying a home. I don't own it yet, but I'm buying.
Okay, now I'm going to read you, this is the last part, some proposals to address housing costs and options in Levine. Please tell me whether you oppose or favor each one, okay? Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings.
Oppose.
Okay. What about change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, or triplexes?
Oppose.
Repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing.
Oppose.
And change zoning laws to allow a mix of single family homes, townhouses and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood.
Oppose.
And
oppose.
Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings.
Oppose.
And repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing.
Oppose.
Okay, now I'm going to switch gears a bit right here. I'm just going to ask you for a statistical.
Okay, question. Hurry up because I don't mean to rush you, but
know.
You said 5 minutes.
I know. I'm at 95%. What is the last?
Hurry up.
The last year of schooling that you have completed.
Twelve.
Okay. And what is your annual household income? Just tell me when I get to the right amount. Less than 25,000, 25 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to 100,000, 100 to 125,000, more than 125,000.
Above 125.
Okay. And finally, sir, this is the last one for verification purposes by my supervisor. Can I have your first name?
Ben.
Thank you, sir. This concludes our survey. Enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
Thank you.
Bye-bye.